This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
Well, the PGA Tour is the latest league ready to release its own series of NFTs. The tour has told players it will soon launch a video-based NFT platform, which it believes will result in new revenue for players. The PGA Tour cited the NBA's relationship with Top Shot as the type of platform it hopes to create. So the PGA Tour taking steps to provide more engagement from fans and exposure and revenue for its players. So this is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, December 22nd. I'm Abe Matcore. Hope everybody is doing well. I know many of you are ready to shut it down for the rest of the year. I do want to say, if you are, certainly appreciate your support of Buzzcast throughout the entire 2021 year. Let's start with the stories in sports business you need to know today. There aren't a lot of them, but they are pretty significant. First, the NHL and the NHLPA have decided not to participate in the Beijing Games, and a formal announcement could come this week or as soon as today. This shouldn't be seen as a surprise, as the NHL is working very hard to try and save its full season after the league has been forced to its holiday break early due to the spread of the new COVID variant. Not playing in the Beijing Games opens up nearly 3 weeks previously removed from the calendar from February 3rd to February 22nd, and the league can try to use that time to make up any postponed games to make sure they get in a full season. Now the rosters for the Beijing Games will be determined by national hockey federations, likely minor leaguers, and those who play in other hockey organizations will be the ones participating in Beijing. Now, the NHL players last participated in the Olympics during the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi, when Canada won the gold medal. Players were not allowed to participate in the 2018 Pyeongchang Games. So this will be a big bummer to the players. The players love Olympic hockey, and when the event goes well, it can be a huge boost to the league. It's a great showcase for the talent. But while the players love it, owners are never fond of this participation, and now they don't have to fear players getting hurt in Beijing. In addition, Commissioner Gary Bettman will not have to answer any questions during a time of political controversy, and he won't have to worry about his players answering questions about whether or not it's appropriate that the NHL should support the Beijing Games. But bottom line is, players will certainly miss out on the Olympic participation. Let's shift to the NBA, because NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said on Tuesday the league has no plans to pause its season because of the new variant. In a conversation on ESPN, Silver said that the league has looked at the options and said it was struggling to come up with the logic to pause the season. Silver said the data shows that of the NBA players who have been through three shots, the data is telling the league that very few players are getting breakthrough cases. He said the NBA is at 97% vaccinated, but only 65% of players have received their booster shot. So Silver said their emphasis is on getting that number higher, but no interest or no efforts right now to pause the season. Meanwhile, we all know Christmas Day is a big day for the NBA, and ESPN reported the league has told the 10 teams that are scheduled to play on Christmas Day that shifting some game times is a possibility for the five-game schedule. The league said the priority is filling the ABC windows for Saturday's games. That's the 2:30, 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock Eastern starts. Those games are Boston at Milwaukee, Golden State at Phoenix, Brooklyn at the Lakers. Those games are the priority to be played. The other games on the Christmas schedule are Atlanta at New York. That's at noon Eastern. Dallas and Utah is at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Both of those games are scheduled for ESPN. So there could be some fluidity for the five games on Christmas Day. I want to shift to a big story out of Toronto because the Blue Jays have reportedly decided to renovate the Rogers Centre instead of building a new ballpark to replace it. Now, this has not been formally announced, but there was talk about the Blue Jays planning a new big planned facility in Toronto. Right now, it seems that their intent is to renovate Rogers Centre. Populous will reportedly design upgrades to the 32-year-old ballpark. Sources said the cost of the makeover could be as high as $250 million. There is no timeline for when construction would start. The move does represent a significant turnaround for the Blue Jays because there was talk from Rogers Communications and the Blue Jays about building a brand new modern facility in downtown Toronto. But right now, it seems their intent is to renovate Rogers Centre instead of building a new stadium to replace it. Let's end on some news about people like we do on the Buzzcast. First, the co-head of William Morris Endeavor Sports, Jordan Bazan, is leaving the company next week when his contract runs out. This is a very significant deal in the world of talent representation. Jordan Bazan joined WME in 2016 from the Legacy Agency, where he was a managing partner. Bazan is a very successful sports agent, has a very strong client list. It includes the likes of Troy Aikman, Reggie Bush, Marshall Faulk. He also represents a number of high-profile college basketball coaches, Bobby Hurley from Arizona State, Mike Bray from Notre Dame. There is no word yet on what Jordan Bazan's next professional step will be. There is no word yet on what will happen to the representation of his clients. But Jordan Bazan, a well-known name in the world of talent representation, leaving WME Sports next week. And finally, your must-read today, or keep it for your holiday reading, Variety's interview with Bob Iger as Iger departs formally from Disney on January 1st. So he's ending the last, 8 days of his time at Disney. You will begin to see more and more exit interviews from Iger, but Iger tells Variety that he is finally looking forward to having a true, true day off. His first day off will be January 1st. He predicts he's going to watch some college football without having to worry about the outcome of the ratings. Iger also talks about betting on talent more than experience, and he says he exceeded his own expectations in running Disney, and he didn't think it was going to turn out this well. Well, we all know how it did turn out. Bob Iger is a king of the business. And certainly one of the highlights of my professional career have been my interactions with Bob Iger. We will certainly be watching what he does post-Disney. But that is a very worthwhile read in Variety, Bob Iger's exit interview. So check it out. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, December 22nd. I'm Abe Matcor. Like I said, I know a number of you are shutting it down. If this is your last Buzzcast listen of the year, thanks a lot for all your support. For those of you sticking around, I'll be with you tomorrow morning. Until then, stay healthy, be good to each other, and again, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.